Jesus, of course, is speaking in the temple courts to the elders and the chief priests at the beginning of Holy Week. And the story he tells, or the picture he paints about the owner of the vineyard, is full square directed at them and is told to provoke a reaction, or at least to provoke some soul searching. The choice of a vineyard is deliberate. As we read in the psalm that we just read a minute ago, Israel thought of itself as the vine that God had planted, and God was tending, and God was growing. And so Jesus deliberately picks up that imagery, which the elders and the chief priests and the teachers of the law would have been aware of, and rather turns it round to allow them to be asked searching questions about their priorities and about their expectation of messiahship. But there's some things in the story that Jesus tells that perhaps in this season of Holy Week give us some calls to reflect personally and to think for ourselves. In the parable Jesus tells, the vineyard owner, it's a picture of God, has sent many messengers into the vineyard. Each one has been rejected. I wonder whether there have been times in our lives when we have been closed off in our mind and in our thinking to God's messengers, and therefore missed what would have been God's message for us. So often we bring our own prejudice, don't we, and our own kind of baggage into arenas where we hear God or potentially hear God use somebody else. Are we open to receiving God's word? Are we teachable? Are we humble? Are we wise and open? Or are we closed off to those whom God sends? Next, in Jesus' story, the owner of the vineyard sends his son. And of course, we hear and see the echoes in Matthew's picture that he's drawing of Jesus as we read after the event back through history. It's easy, though, isn't it, to read passages like this, and particularly when they talk about the Pharisees or the chief priests or the elders and teacher of the law, and think, well, we, of course, wouldn't act like them. Yet so often actually the same attitudes are present in us. When is it that we may have treated Jesus with contempt? When have we been unwilling to submit to his lordship and obey his call? As Jesus speaks, he speaks of the threat of judgment on the elders and teachers of the law. And standing this side of history, we rejoice in this story that God has not abandoned us. For the Jesus who is rejected in the parable, the Jesus who often is rejected by the wider world, will be the Jesus who is the cornerstone of our faith, even the cornerstone of our lives, the one around which everything holds together.